Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services in Eastland, Texas. Tune in every week as we share important information to help you and your family live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, legacy and tax planning, and much more, all covered now on Life Planning 101.
Here we are with another episode of Black and White Market Chatter on Life Planning 101. Matt Irvin, Aaron Kennedy, and Sam Barker with you today. Really, as we kind of started preparing for this episode, it was really kind of a conversation about opening up our minds, right? There's so much going on.
Yes.
There's so much happening, and the indexes are changing, and we're going to get into some neat stuff today. But I was really kind of blown away, so I'm really intrigued by what we have to share with you today. It's exciting. So, Aaron, tell us a little bit about, I think the first place we wanted to go was some of the traction in the indexes. There's a lot of movement, lots of stuff happening.
Yes, tons of stuff. Before we started, Peebo, I want to give you a call out. We're all sitting here with earphones and huge mics in front of us. I hope you can hear us better.
That's right.
Is just for you, buddy. Anyways, market's awesome. If we look at stocks across the board, it's up about 5.75%. That's a huge start of the year. You know, the Dow Jones is up a little bit less than 5%. The S&P 500's up a notch below 10% for the year.
You know, it feels pretty good seeing a little green on the screen.
Oh my gosh,
it's a little different, isn't it?
Awesome. Japan's up 24%.
When did you see that happen last?
Well, the market's screaming. And there's a lot of companies, it's starting to open up a little bit that more companies are benefiting from a stock appreciation side. And it's not just the stocks. We're seeing a lot of corporate finance deals. We're seeing a lot of companies getting added to different indices. And you don't do a lot of this in moments of weakness.
I was going to ask you what that means, you know, because you see, you rattled off so many of them, and it's kind of exciting to see the transactions. Some are maybe changing an index or adding to an index, and there was one you even mentioned maybe going public, right? So lots of activity,
lots
financial
of
activity.
One of the big ones, Supermicrocomputers. Supermicrocomputers just got added to the S&P 500. And I think it's up like, 1,100% over the last year.
It's amazing.
It's huge. And they build servers, big plastic boxes. You know, but one thing they did do, well, to back up a little bit, they hit the index and they dropped. They dropped big. And it was just the financing part because they had to issue a lot more stock. And the market didn't like it in the short term, and it came down. But it didn't wipe anything out for the year. It's been one of the biggest movers.
Right, but don't you see that? Isn't that kind of the norm when you look historically when companies come into something, kind of get in, either they get listed or they get added to the index, they have a moment of pop, and then they kind of retreat where some of the earlier investors may be liquidating their positions or something. You know, I know you can't say that about every single one, but you kind of see that trend a little bit.
So. Yes. If there's any kind of financial engineering to get in there, it's iffy. But you know, most of the time, if you're added to an index, you get a good pop. As you think, if you're going into S&P, every single index or ETF or mutual fund that covers that index has to buy it.
Right.
So it goes up. So it's usually a very, very positive thing. And another special thing about Supermicro is they're dealing with NVIDIA. You know, they're building these liquid-cooled servers.
Mm.
And I don't know if anybody knows about servers. They can run pretty hot. So keeping them cool keeps them more efficient, helps them do what they're supposed to do, and guys, the world's on a computer now. Everything's on a server. This is big.
Right.
The more efficient, the better. And Supermicro is one of those companies that is coming up with solutions on how to do it.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. So kind of switching gears a little bit, the market, right? So we've been touching on the market, but Sam, is there any other areas of the market we're kind of looking at? I know we camp on technology a lot, but tell us what's going on elsewhere.
Well, you know, I got a few calls a few weeks ago about a bunch of big CEOs selling parts of their businesses. And everybody thought that it was a big indicator that
okay,
it was
not
a scary
personal
thing.
Calls, not inside. Right, it was calls about what they saw in the news.
Exactly,
correct? Okay,
yes.
Just
they
making
were,
sure
they were calling saying, you know, is this a bad indicator? Should we be holding more cash? And it came out today that Jeff Bezos actually went out and bought a $300 million yacht and is moving to Florida. And you don't do that when times are bad. So
no.
It seems like everything's going pretty good. I think the I don't know if Aaron had said this earlier, but the broader market, the equal weight, is up just over 5% year to date, which is what we've kind of been waiting on a little bit. It's been flat the previous 2 years. You know, it was down 2022, and then it didn't do much in 2023. So it's been looking good. Something else that, I know we're big on technology right now, but one thing that came out, NVIDIA was doing a big announcement, and that new chip that Aaron had mentioned has a 208 billion transistor powerhouse. Now, I don't know how many that is. I can't wrap my head around it, but it's getting out of hand on how much is going into this technology and what's being required of energy and hardware. And it's not just the software that's improving, because all the hardware and the energy and the electrical lines all have to catch up. So this thing is going to move, you know, the whole market over time.
It's going to be huge. There's so many things. Just think about how much of our life is online, and that's speeding up every day. It's speeding up. So how do we do that?
Well, it's changing every industry.
Yes.
I mean, you even think of cattle tags, right? You think cows are out roaming in the pasture, but then you have their GPS ear tags so you can track where they're at during calving season. So you don't have to drive the whole 1,000 acres to find a calf, Kevin. You go right to the spot where they're having it, and then you can punch another tag in the calf's ear.
We have things that we can stick in the ground that tells us what the nutrients is on the soil,
right,
in different parts of your pasture, and then that relays to your fertilizer, and you just have one trailer, yep, and it goes out and puts out the right fertilizer in the right spot. I mean, this is getting insane.
It's pretty
amazing. It's very exciting. Very exciting. And, you know, the really cool thing is most of this really hasn't been priced in.
No.
You know, we were talking all last year about the Magnificent Seven. Yes, NVIDIA's gone through the roof, Microsoft, AI this. But it was just a small amount of companies that really benefited. We are chomping at the bit when we realize that all companies are going to benefit from this, and that is going to be huge. We're going to see margins go through the roof.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be the first movers. We're all excited about the first movers. But, I mean, even think about the fertilizer trucks. How freaking boring is that?
Right.
You know, but it's coming.
Well, but they've got those self-driving semis, you know, and I know that's not everywhere. But then you think about, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier about, you know, data centers, for instance. You know, we're going to need places to put stuff. We're going to need ways to power stuff. We're going to need people to build stuff. They've got to eat stuff when they're on the job. They've got to sleep somewhere when they're working on the job. So it's like the economic value of this hasn't even come to fruition.
No. We can't even imagine it right now.
Right.
We can't wrap our heads around how much this is going to change. I know that sounds strange, but just look back 10 years.
Right.
Look back 10 years, or think about when you first bought your iPhone.
Right.
You know, how much did that change your life? That's nothing. That's nothing compared to what is coming. And I'm super excited, and I'm anxious to hear, you know, what else is touching people's life that is changing and helping making life easier. You know, there's so much stuff out there. It's kind of funny, but one of the things I fear is having a smart refrigerator and it telling me that I have to order more salad and I've got too much beef in there.
Right.
That's Terminator
stuff. You didn't eat your carrot sticks today.
I'm scared about that. But it's coming.
Right.
It's coming. Everything's going to be smarter than we are, and it's going to change the way we live.
Yeah. Well, and you know what's fun, and we were touching on this earlier, is we have such a diverse spectrum when it comes to our clients, right? They come from so many different fields. We have ranchers, we have people that were, you know, heavily based in technology, business owners, employees, right? So people from all spectrums. And so it's really fun to have the conversations about, you nailed it, what's affecting their lives and what they're hearing. And of course, go back to our comment with Sam. We don't like insider information. We don't want it. We don't play in it. But having those conversations, those are the conversations the innovators have to say, where are we going next? So isn't it interesting to have those conversations with some of our clients to say, what are they hearing about? What are they seeing happen? Because they're placed all over the country. They're in so many different walks of life. It's really fun and engaging to have those types of conversations.
I've learned so much from our clients and gotten so many great ideas. And it's just in a passing conversation. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to look into that. That's fascinating. And, you know, we learn a lot. We learn just as much from our conversations as our clients do sitting down with us.
Yeah, it's pretty dang cool. So, and we invite you to call us on that. You know, if you have an idea or want to discuss something, because that's what makes all of us better, right? Putting that together, seeing those ideas, kind of, you know, we talk a lot about biases. Right, we are subject to trying to combat those. You know, we hold each other accountable. Right here, sitting around this table, we try to help keep each other in check in some regard to say, don't get anchoring on your past wins, Aaron.
Yes.
You know, you can't manage great portfolios forever. Sam's going to come take over, right? So
hopefully,
yeah. No, hopefully. Everybody, you guys are doing an outstanding job. But my point to all that is let's hear from people. Give us a call. Let's talk about it. Let's get around a table, or let's get on the phone or Zoom or whatever it is, and talk about the things that are so thrilling about the opportunity that we see, because that's what we're faced with, right, gentlemen? It's just amazing opportunity in front of us.
I'm stuck in my own life.
Right.
You know, I get to learn from the people that have other experiences than me, and then just like everybody else.
Yeah.
We can't be all places at all times and know all things. We sure read a lot. We do study a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not the same as hearing it from somebody else. Yeah. So that... That's the good stuff right there.
Pretty amazing. All right, so we got to get kind of wrapped up today, but is there any last-minute things that either one of you want to share today before we break?
I'm excited about, you know, with all this new technology, it's going to take a lot more processing power. It's going to take a lot more energy, and it's really expanded on the cryptocurrency side. That's just growing so fast right now that one of the main arguments against cryptocurrency is its power consumption. And it's kind of a feedback loop there. Bill Ackman came out and I think he tweeted or X'd or whatever you want to call it nowadays.
That's everybody's responsibility. Twitter or X or whatever it is today.
And he was talking about with Bitcoin, it's supposed to be a hedge against inflation. So the more Bitcoin goes up, the more profitable it is to mine it. The more miners go online to mine it, it's going to cause energy prices to go up because they're requiring more energy and therefore pushing inflation higher, leading to more investment in Bitcoin or whatever cryptocurrency. So that's an interesting point of view, and I think that that's going to be kind of broad-based across all technologies as this exponential growth takes place.
Yeah, something's got to power all that technology. And we could all argue about the miner consumption. We need to have an entire podcast on that, and not necessarily the consumption, but maybe the wastefulness of how our energy system is set up today. You know, so there could be a great spot for miners to use that up and it not be wasted.
Yeah.
But that's another conversation for another day.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. Well, I think that's all the time we have today, gentlemen. So thank you so much for being on and sharing such an exciting array of opportunity.
Let us know about our system, if you can hear us better and if you like it. I feel pretty special.
Yeah, feedback gets applied. if you couldn't catch it, hopefully it's better for everybody. But thank you again so much. We want to hear from you, so please give us a call. Give us some feedback, give us some topics, have some conversations. We're all in this together. Let's do it. So that wraps up today's episode of Black and White Market Chatter on Life Planning 101.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services. If you have questions, you can email them to lifeplanning@kennedy-financial.com. Don't forget to learn how our sister company can assist you with all of your tax, bookkeeping, and consulting needs. You can find out more at briscoeandassociates.com. Be sure to tune in next week for more Life Planning 101. The opinions expressed herein are those of the firm and are subject to change without notice. The opinions referenced are as of the date of publication and are subject to change due to changes in the market or economic conditions and may not necessarily come to pass. Any opinions, projections, or forward-looking statements expressed herein are solely those of the author, may differ from the views or opinions expressed by other areas of the firm, and are only for general informational purposes as of the date indicated. Securities offered through Calton & Associates Incorporated, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC. Kennedy Financial Services and Smart Money Group, LLC are separate entities and are not owned or controlled by Calton & Associates Incorporated.